Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral. The Helper of Seamen. A ship sailing towards Lycia was caught up in a terrible storm. The wind had already broken all her masts and torn up all her sails. The unfortunate seamen were desperately looking for deliverance and preparing themselves for inevitable death. Suddenly, a ray of hope appeared to the sufferers. One of them cried out, "I heard that there is a great wonder worker in Lycia, who is known for his deliverances of seamen in trouble." Everybody started to call for Lycian's help with all their hearts. The saint immediately appeared before them. "I heard your fervent prayers and calls for help. Do not be afraid any more." With these words, the holy wonder worker, Nicholas, started to steer the ship, and, like our Saviour, he gave warnings to the winds and the sea. For the Gospel says, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also." Being subordinate to the one chosen by God, the unbridled elements gave up. The sea was calm again, and the ship and the seamen providentially reached the harbour of Myra. The Blessed Death of the Saint. Radiating with good deeds like the sun shining on the Church of Christ, Saint Nicholas lived many years among his flock. He was a model of virtue since his early childhood, and he especially loved children, whom he always encouraged to love the Lord God and their fellow men. All those afflicted by great predicaments always found swift comfort just by looking at the saint. Everyone who had a chance to talk to him became a devout Christian. The heathen who heard his words converted to the true faith. Upon reaching old age, he moved to the place of eternal bliss, where he was welcomed by angels and the saints. This happened on the 6th day of December in 342 AD. Saint Nicholas was renowned for the sanctity of his life, for his unceasing assistance to those in need, and for the healing power of his incorruptible body. His fame spread both to the east and to the west. Numerous churches were built and dedicated to Saint Nicholas the Wonder Worker all over the world. And to this very day, this great saint keeps delivering us from the shadows of anguish and the assaults of troubles. Treparian to Saint Nicholas the Wonder Worker. As the yardstick of faith, the model of humility, and teacher of abstinence, you appear to your fold, revealing the truth. You, therefore, gained the sublime by humility and wealth by poverty. O Father and Hierarch Nicholas, intercede with Christ our God, that our souls may be saved. Deliverance of a ship. Some God-fearing men living in a faraway land, at the mouth of the Don River, got a ship ready for a trip to Lycia, so that they might travel there on a pilgrimage and venerate the relics of Saint Nicholas. The enemy of mankind, burning out of hate towards the saint, decided to destroy those who were planning to revere his holy body. Taking on a form of a woman, he approached the ship. "God-fearing travelers," he spoke cunningly, "please receive this modest gift of mine, dedicated to Saint Nicholas. It is an oil lamp. Let it burn beside his tomb." Simple-hearted seamen accepted the offer. On the second day of their voyage, a terrible storm started to blow. Many days and nights the ship was being tossed and turned in the raging seas. The seamen became very desperate, but then they suddenly saw Saint Nicholas sailing towards them in a small boat. "Throw that oil lamp overboard immediately. It was given to you by the devil himself, who had taken on a form of a woman to deceive you," shouted the saint to them. The moment the oil lamp touched the sea surface, black, foul-smelling smoke rose from it, and the sea water around it began to bubble and boil. "Do not be afraid, my brothers. You are not in danger any more." The wondrous deliverer encouraged the seamen, frozen with fear. He gave them his blessing and told them to carry on with their journey. The fierce storm quickly subsided. Aided by favorable winds, the ship soon reached the coast of Lycia. The travelers gave their thanks to God and his holy Saint Nicholas for their miraculous deliverance from certain disaster. The Life and Miracles of Saint Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy, the publishing house of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Literal on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.